You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere. Please stand by for the John and Gordy Morning Show. Phone lines are open right now. Call or text 608-879-8255 or use the free Civic Media app. And now, live from the Civic Media headquarters in Madison, Wisconsin, here are John and Gordy. We're truly sorry.
That's okay, I know you're sorry.
No. What are you talking?
Well, it's sorry that we're each and every morning here on WMDX doing the morning show. I get it, you know?
Yeah.
You came right out and said it, which made it very easy for me to understand. Yeah. But, you know, I didn't expect it from Madison Magazine to do basically the same thing, you know? To reject us, to not invite us to the photo shoot party that they had. I get it. You know, I'm okay with it. You know, I always look forward to being invited to these special events, having been a Best of Madison winner. Same with you, Gordy.
You're
a big winner.
1994, yeah.
But they don't go back and try to thank everybody that has participated in their little competition, the little tiny competition no one cares about. So, you know, as far as I'm concerned, I'm okay. I'm okay with not being invited.
Not being invited. It's okay.
Yeah. You know, my wife won.
Yeah.
She came in third place for writer, and
got invited, right?
Yeah,
no,
she didn't get invited.
Why didn't
either.
She get an invite?
Isn't that crazy?
They're shunning both of you for your past bad deeds.
Yeah, I poisoned the pool on this one. They thought, well, she's going to bring that guy. You know?
Yeah,
well,
nobody wants to see him.
Well, you know, the last time I was there, I went up to the podium and I took 3 hours just to thank everybody. No, that's not true. But we did go up to the podium.
Yeah.
Here's the thing that really bothers me an awful lot about this is that it seemed to think that there is a certain group of people that should be invited and other people who may win, but they're really not as important as the other people who constantly win the contest, you know.
Kind of a private club, I guess.
I think it is an elitist club at Madison Magazine that refuses. Look, I don't care. Why do I care?
That's right.
Would I complain? Yeah. Of course not. I don't complain about things like that.
Why would we complain? We've won plenty of awards over
the
years.
Exactly.
Of course, not together.
At this time in our lives, do we really need another award on the wall?
No one cares.
It's just some junk that they'll throw away when we're gone.
Yeah, you're right. Why should we care?
Who cares?
We're in
anymore?
The twilight of our careers. We don't need any more recognition or anything.
That's
like
right.
That.
But I would like an award. Guys, I mean,
we just got started. You got to be around a few years
best
before
producer,
you even get
I can
considered.
See that now.
Yeah. See it? Okay.
I don't think they give awards for producers usually.
Yeah.
Do they?
No, I don't. Yeah. I don't think so.
Either way, I'd lose to Pat Kreitlos. Parker is on his game all day, every day.
By the way, why are they in our studio?
Yeah,
down
they
the
are.
Hall?
Yeah,
what's going on here?
We do two morning shows. Civic Media has a morning show statewide,
right?
And then they have the local morning shows like John and Gordy in the morning, and let me see here. I don't think
Don Rosen.
Oh, Don Rosen. That's right. Racine. Don Rosen. Yeah.
Yeah. And a few others. Up
are
north?
There? No, I don't think.
Way
are
up
there?
North. Way up north. You know, we bought some more stations.
Oh, yes.
up in the UP.
Yes.
In
and
the
those
Upers.
Stations stay the same. Just new ownership, that's all. So
there are other
they're
morning
still serving
shows.
Their market,
Anyway. But Pat's here, but we didn't have
Pat's
a chance
here.
To talk to him because he already closed.
Well, he closed the door on us as soon as we walked by.
It's like, don't
he
come
realized,
in.
Hey,
okay.
Let's
that's
act like
fine.
We're not here.
It doesn't matter. Everybody takes their turn at shunning us. We're not scoreboarding anything. Don't worry. It's okay. We understand. Hey, weather for today. It's kind of cool out there.
Yeah, it is cool.
Change
it
the
is.
Subject.
Yeah. Here I thought we were going to get warmer weather, and all of a sudden it's you know, sweater weather, actually.
Well, the high today is just going to be 72 degrees. It's nice and clear out there this morning and not humid at all. What does your Samsung WMDX watch have to say about things? You got to...
You got 649.
What was that little move?
Sunset.
You're like Art Carney and the Honeymooners.
Well, we're on camera. We got to perform a little bit.
Yeah, sure.
You can check out our YouTube, Facebook, everything in between.
649 is the sunset time as well.
Okay. Very good. Anything on the dew point? No need to check that, huh?
Oh,
yeah, I'm talking to you. You doze off for a second?
No, I'm looking. I'm trying
just
to decipher.
Staring at me.
I'm trying. No, I'm trying to decipher Catherine's message up there. It says, "I am not." I have no idea what that means.
I think it's. I think was. Did we play the intro where she said she's sorry?
Yes, that's what it was.
So
she's
not sorry.
Wow.
Not sorry.
Are you on a different wavelength than I am? That's a great insight. I had no clue.
Really? You didn't know what she was.
You said you were tired today. It doesn't sound
I'm
like
really
it.
Tired.
Oh. Are you?
Yeah.
Wow. 80% humidity.
Can we move to afternoon?
Oh, yeah. Let's go to afternoon.
Let's just do that. Yeah. Just show up in the afternoon.
Catherine just said yes. So, you know, we're
great.
Yes. Great. Okay. Don't know which thing she's responding to exactly, but okay. A little bit later on, we've got Tim Slecker from Busted Pencils. He'll be here in about 20 minutes or so.
It'll be a wild and rollicky show.
For
this morning. We're going to be talking about Oklahoma Superintendent of Public Schools, Ryan Walters again. We love Ryan Walters. He's just a crazy guy that does crazy things.
And constant source of new material for us.
Oh, it is just outrageous. I mean, it's so outrageous that, you know, your jaw will drop. Yes, he's a big a Christian nationalist.
Ah, okay.
And that's what he's all about. That's what he's trying to do in Oklahoma. And people are freaking out. A lot of people are freaking out. And his next big idea is crazy talk.
Mm.
I don't know. Maybe it's too soon that we talk about that. It has something to do with Charlie Kirk's Turning Point USA.
Well, we'll talk with Tim Slecker. He's from Busted Pencils.
He loves
actually
talking about Ryan Walters.
I know.
You listen for him light up as soon as we bring up the topic.
Okay. Right. And we'll also check in with former U.S. Attorney Jim Santel.
Yeah.
In our 7 o'clock hour.
Yeah.
And we'll reveal another key word in our Go for the Gold, Green and Gold contest coming up after 7.
I just wanted to bring up something that I went through recently. A lot of people are going through it.
What's
they get
that?
A lot of. A lot of ads, you know, on the social media, and you see these things, offers for insurance, you know, car insurance, homeowners insurance.
Oh, yeah.
So I went through that recently. I actually bought into it. I gave my phone number and email. Oh, God.
Yeah, I know.
What a big mistake that was. But I did actually come out ahead on this one. I used to have Geico, and I just thought the car insurance was way too much. I have 3 cars and a young driver. So I can understand a little bit of cost, but it was just way over the top. So I tried somebody else, and I went back to one of the old insurers, Liberty Mutual, you know, with the bird. Or
Liberty.
Yeah, and I got to tell you that there is no comparison between the two. Geico is completely online. It is AI. You don't talk to anybody ever. Yeah. There's no one to negotiate with. And Liberty had... personalized salespeople that helped you through it, asked you what you needed. You then could present certain options to them, and they would see if they could fit that into the insurance.
Mm.
And it is really a fantastic way of doing it, and I got an incredible deal. I saved $1,000.
Wow. That's
how bad Geico was. And then you had personal people talking to you about your car insurance and homeowners insurance on top of that.
I had Geico for a long time, and then I ended up switching when I moved around, and then now I'm with Progressive, and I've been with them, and they have people that help you out as well.
That works.
Since I've been with them, I don't know, 6 or 7 years now, they've lowered my rate a number of times.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, one of the things I never really knew about was that you could tell them how many miles you put on a year.
Right.
And since we're in Madison, everything is like 15, 20 minutes away and not very far. And I told him what I put in, you know, 14 miles to work, round trip. And they said, oh, well, that works out to, you know, 600 or 6,000 miles a year. I said, wow. And they said, well, we have a special rate for low mileage travel. Mm. And I got a great deal. I think that was part of the whole package.
Are you setting up an endorsement deal? Is that where this is going? You're trying to get an even better deal?
I think the bird helps.
The bird, the ostrich, whatever. No, it's a new, what is that?
It's an
bird?
Ostrich. It's an ostrich,
it is?
Yeah.
Is it really?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's an emu.
It's an emu. That's what it is.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
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 So.
They have funny commercials.
They don't need me. They have an emu. But.
Oh, there you go. Okay.
Yeah, there you go. So, now I'm going to start getting paid.
Good deal.
But it worked out really well. And try that. If you don't put a lot of miles on in a year, tell them, and you can get a special discount. And I don't know if that works for every country, but try it.
Mm. I think with
ask John.
Consumer
right?
advice? Yeah.
Okay. You know, every once in a while it just pops out, and I apologize to everybody for putting you through that. I hope I've helped in any way, shape, or form. Just
thanks,
ask John.
Okay. Phone lines are open.
See? Here's my theme.
Okay.
What? The saw. Hammers.
What is this?
I used to give home handyman advice. I haven't done that lately.
Okay.
Thank God. All right.
Hey, is it time for Would You Rather? Mm. Or Would You Rather Not Do Would You Rather?
All right. Okay. I'd rather not do it.
We don't have a choice.
All right. Let's get it going on here, right? I got to pull up the sheet, though.
Okay.
All right.
There we go.
That microphone thing is just hilarious.
I know. It keeps going up above my head. All right.
God.
Gotta get that fixed.
Help us.
He's got
please.
A spring-loaded mic stand that just won't cooperate.
It's one of those old spring-loaded mic stands.
Why can't you tighten it?
I don't know. Anything that I try to do, it just doesn't work. And I haven't tried, though. So,
can we, maybe attach a sandbag to it to
put a weight
hold it
on.
Now?
Right on top. All right. Let's go to the first question.
Okay, let's.
Would you rather have a unicorn horn or a squirrel tail? Let's be real with ourselves here. Unicorn horn is the best. That's what I'm going to go with.
Okay.
All right.
Sure.
Yeah, I don't want to deal with this. This sounds kind of bizarre.
I think you lose
kinky.
Either way.
I don't know.
Okay.
Well, let's move on to the next one.
I don't know if I really feeling uncomfortable now.
I am too.
All right, let's go to the second question. Would you rather have to wear stilettos to bed or have to wear slippers everywhere you go? We only got a minute.
Stilettos, they'll come off right away.
Yes.
That's true. I'll wake up and they're gone, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm not wearing slippers everywhere I go, although I have.
Yeah, that's what I do.
What the hell were you reading where there were stilettos in bed?
It's just a would you rather pull. I have my ways.
Okay, I'm right. Wondering about your ways.
That's a great explanation.
Okay. Okay. Let's see. What do we have? It's 19 past the hour. Okay. When we come back, we will continue with John Peterson, Gordy Young, and Dominic Lee live from downtown Madison, right over State Street, a block off the Capitol. Just getting going. Come right back.
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
Trending. WMDX 92.7. on your FM dial. This is John and Gordy. Check us out on the Civic Media app as well. Or you can watch us on YouTube or Facebook.
Mm-hmm. Give us a call, 608-879-8255. Phone lines are open. Coming up in about 10, 15 minutes, Tim Slecker will be along from Busted Pencils.
Yeah, yeah.
Fully Lettered Education Talk. Great podcast that they do on Civic Media Radio Network on the weekends.
Yeah, some good stuff on there. Check it out. Yeah. I just want to bring up, we were watching Scripps News,
mm-hmm.
right? I mean, we have it up in the studio here because we can't get any other network. But I got to say, Scripps News does a damn good job.
They're good, yeah.
And the other day, we were watching it, and or just glancing up at it, and Dr. Kristen Lyerly was on.
That's right. Yeah, she was
they
on.
They had her on. They were interviewing her about the autism
right.
Information released by RFK Jr.
Yeah, pretty impressive.
Yeah, yeah. Really impressive.
Yeah.
So
hats off to her.
Yeah, yeah.
Making the rounds. Scripps Press. Okay.
Well, it is. I like
I know,
it.
It's
you
a
don't
national,
care
it's
about
really
it
good.
That much. Because
no, it's just the news.
The
you know?
Closed captioning covers some of the Chiron at the bottom of the screen, and it's very frustrating because we don't know what's going on. We have to read
in between
the closed
lines,
caption. Yeah, yeah, yeah between the lines.
Let's see.
So...
Yeah.
Well, you know, we're also going to be talking about some of the bigger stories after 7 o'clock because we'll have Tim all the way up to 7, and then we've got, geez.
Jim Santel.
I got so much stuff. It's just ridiculous. And tomorrow, let's just put it this way. I'm still planning on it, okay? We're going to have a special edition of Web Wisdoms tomorrow.
Oh.
In the place of Idiocracy. I found so many things. Smart people saying smart things online. Let's face it. You know,
okay.
Why do we have to depend on podcasters when everybody out there is their own podcaster?
Okay.
So as far as I'm concerned, we're going to back to back to back to back. A lot of good stuff. So it's a special edition.
Okay.
All right. And we'll try to get to that.
Web Wisdoms.
Web
all day
wisdom.
Tomorrow.
No. Not all day.
We're going to go 24/7. Web Wisdom.
6:35 to about 7.
Okay.
All right. Or until we run out of them. But I don't think we're going to run out. I can't believe I found so much stuff. And we ran out of time today to put most of this stuff on.
Okay. How are we already out of time? It's 6:25. We've got an hour and a half to go.
We do.
Well, can you share some of it with us now?
No, but I do want to see. We have a little time here. I want to get to this. This was a cue up 121. Could you?
Okay.
This is that story about restoring truth and sanity to American history in our national parks. Right. Let's play this clip and you'll find out more about the National Park story.
Restoring truth and sanity to American history.
Well, he says over the past decade, there's been an attempt to rewrite our history driven by left-wing ideology instead of truth. And he wants the parks to focus on what he says instead, the nation's great achievements and not disparage Americans who are either past or living. I was talking to Park Service people yesterday and they were saying that they're looking at more than 1,000 items that employees have reported around the country. They're also flagging a variety of other topics. I'll give you some examples. Signs that address sea level rise and climate change at Cape Hatteras National Seashore is one. Others that explain how Native Americans were forced off parkland. And there are even references to the impact of urbanization and agriculture on the Everglades. There was one park employee who wrote that that could, quote, be seen as disparaging the development of industrial America. The others I've talked to say that most people don't like it. They say employees are mostly flagging these signs so as to avoid getting into trouble. And they think that this is really an attempt to erase uncomfortable parts of the country's history and control intellectual discourse. Now, park employees I've talked to, they don't want us to use their names. They're afraid of being fired. But one described the Trump administration like this, quote, they want to control the narrative. If you control the narrative, you control the people. Over the summer, the Park Service provided these QR codes for visitors to comment on any signs that they thought needed to be changed. And I was leaked about 2,200 of these, and I read through them. And there's one visitor who flagged a sign on territorial expansion. It said Native Americans were, quote, starved into submission to the white man's will. And the Visitor found that was, you know, pretty stark and reductive. But critics like that were really rare. Only a tiny percentage of people actually used the QR codes to criticize the signs. Others said the signs didn't go far enough, and they deplored this whole process. Some say that, you know, these signs are just, some will be edited, others will be taken down, and probably some will be replaced. There's a group I was talking to called Save Our Signs, and they've asked park visitors to photograph as many of these signs as possible to capture those that may disappear. So far, they've received nearly 8,000 photos, and what they say they're trying to do is capture all the work that the park employees have done to explain America's history so that it's not actually erased in this process.
All right, there you go.
Wow, that's interesting.
That was the idea. They've ended the time period where people can report this stuff. Now they're going to act on taking all of the suggestions down. Again, you know, he did mention that not a lot of people were participating because they don't want to be a part of the censorship program the government has in place. In fact, it was framed in a way that we must get rid of improper ideology. If that doesn't scare the daylights out of you, I don't know what will. Yeah. All right. So here's one a signage for climate change.
Yeah.
It's signage that suggests visitors take a shuttle bus to minimize their carbon footprint has to be taken down.
Really?
Yes.
That's too much?
That's too much. That is that improper ideology we were talking about.
How much is that going to cost? Crazy stuff. 29 past the hour. When we return, Dr. Tim Slecker will join us from Busted Pencils, fully leaded education talk coming up on John and Gordy in the Morning, WMDX.
Money, money, money. This is John and Gordy making tons of money. Well, you know, on the side, you know, pushing Liberty Mutual Insurance.
Wow.
Well.
Good for you. I mean, you made a side deal, huh?
Well, that's nice. Know, I slipped it in there.
Okay. All right.
And check us out on the Civic Media app, too. Give us a call. Text us. If you got any ideas, also call us on the old telephone line.
Yeah, 608-879-8255.
Time once again for Busted Pencils and Tim Slecker, Dr. Tim Slecker, with us today. And, boy, have we got breaking news. Look. We have breaking news, but do you have anything else you want to talk about besides this breaking news?
Well, I'm wondering about which breaking news you're referring to. You know, there's the incident in the South Carolina schools with, you know, a little bit of breaking wind type of story. Or
I'm interested in that one.
Yeah, what's that about?
Well, let's go over some of the breaking news. All right, let's.
Well, I every morning I get news, education news from a source called K-12 Dive and Higher Education Dive, and it brings up, you know, here are some things to pay attention to. And yesterday, out of NBC News, headline: poop spray causes 55K in damage at South Carolina school. Teaching assistant arrested and charged.
What?
Wow.
Poop spray.
Well, okay. Please explain. What?
Well, this is one of the teaching assistant, I guess, was, I didn't even really know that there were canisters of poop spray. Not that he was spraying poop, but poop spray is the smell. As I was saying, you know, the smell of your grandfather Friday morning after Thanksgiving when you walk past the commode.
Yeah.
He has an aerosol spray, this teaching assistant, and he was spraying it in the school. And
because why?
Well, I you know, we I don't know. I mean, just, you know, to try to put the blame on some of the kids, and then, you know, like, that wasn't me. That was, you know, who smelt it, dealt it, types of things.
Yeah.
But some kids and teachers had to go for some emergency care for pulmonary and issues.
Oh my God!
And I guess some of the spray has penetrated some of the building materials, and so they have to replace that. So $55,000 in damages, and poop
That's
spray.
Incredible.
Yeah, I'm reading the story now. Wow. Some of that was for damage the air conditioning system.
Yeah. That's, you know, and I'm thinking about that. I'm just like, okay, so back to, like, I never even thought about billing my grandfather Friday for air conditioning repairs for the damage he caused. And I mean, hospitalization from walking out. I don't know. It's one of these, you go, like, really, this is a story? And I kind of look at this and go, thank goodness we had a story like this for a change.
Yeah.
It has been so pain and drama.
It happened in South Carolina. Yeah. South Carolina. Lawrence.
But the best part about the story, though, then is too, is it also lays out some other incidents from other people doing fart spray, poop spray.
Right.
And, you know, hey, good old American public education pranking, you know.
I'm the new spokesperson for poop spray, so I didn't want to bring it up earlier because I know that I still haven't seen the check.
Okay.
But
wow.
Yeah.
Okay. And you know, my first thing, we move on this, but when I read the headline, I thought, oh, holy crap, the potpourri spray that is now in a lot of bathrooms. I was like, like, wow, somebody got in trouble for trying to cover up. Because poop spray in my mind meant, you know, covering poop
it up.
Smell.
Yeah. Getting rid of it. Yeah. Yeah.
So anyway,
go the other way.
That, yeah, so I read that, and then breaking news, Ryan Walters.
Yes, Ryan Walters.
State Superintendent, Oklahoma.
Yep, Christian nationalist Ryan Walters announced every high school in the state of Oklahoma will establish a Turning Point USA chapter. That's Charlie Kirk's Turning Point USA. A chapter in every school as part of a new partnership initiative. Walters said, "We've seen an enthusiastic response from parents. I doubt that. This is the guy who was showing porn in an Oklahoma high school, and it was on the screen behind him as everybody was watching."
You're talking about Walters.
Yes, yeah. Ryan Walters. Yeah,
okay. Yeah. Yeah.
So,
he makes this announcement, like you said, very profound, and less than 24 hours. And by the way, I'm leaving this position for a golden opportunity. So he drops this kind of here's one more thing I'm going to impose. and as I'm leaving now, you guys, you know, deal with this, but you know, when I saw the headline though that says, you know, Ryan Walters about to announce resignation for a new opportunity, I was like, oh my God.
No.
They tapped him and he's going, you know, Linda McMahon is going back to suplexing and Ryan Walters was gonna step in.
Yeah. Yeah. Is there any idea where he's going?
Yeah, there was some private sector think tank,
it's a Teacher Freedom Alliance.
All right.
There you go. Yeah.
He's going to be a CEO.
Yeah, CEO. And the Teacher Freedom Alliance is the anti-union.
All right.
You know, and so I'm not sure how many teacher members are in the Teacher Freedom Alliance.
Yeah.
But he's going to be the CEO.
All right. Well, let's listen. I have a cut here. Ryan Walters making the announcement that they're joining Turning Point USA in every school in Oklahoma. Let's check that out. 193. Okay.
I'm excited to announce today that every Oklahoma high school will have a Turning Point USA chapter. We have seen the outpouring from parents, teachers, and students that want to be engaged in the meaningful work going on at Turning Point. They want their young people to be engaged in a process that understands free speech, open engagement, dialogue about American greatness, a dialogue around American values. We're so excited to partner with Turning Point USA with this initiative. For far too long, we have seen radical leftists with the teachers' union dominate classrooms and push woke indoctrination on our kids.
I did not know.
They fight parents' rights. They push parents out of the classroom.
They do.
And they lie to our kids about American history. What we're going to continue to do is make sure that our kids understand American greatness, engage in civic dialogue, and have that open discussion. We will continue to do all that we can to make sure Oklahoma students have the best education possible.
That's not true. But not only that, as you say, he's leaving that as his legacy. There are politicians in the state that want to put up statues. And I just sent that cut to you. Do you have that up there? Could we hear that? Let's listen to this story. This is unbelievable. This is Fox News talking about it.
Okay. Oklahoma has introduced a bill to put a Charlie Kirk statue at every public university. At least four other locations are also said to be considering it, including the New College of Florida, which released an AI rendering of their proposed Charlie Kirk memorial. It shows him sitting down at a debate table. And that is the way so many will remember him. You know, I mentioned this earlier. I hope that another college that joins this trend is my alma mater, Hillsdale College. We heard from Hillsdale President Dr. Larry Arnn during the memorial service. Yeah. On campus, we have what we call the Liberty Walk with statues of some of the other conservative icons, including Ronald Reagan and Margaret Thatcher. But, Tommy, I think that this is an incredible way to remember Charlie's legacy.
Isn't that a great way to remember Charlie, Tim?
So much in that. Back to, you know, Ryan Walters. Here's the thing, right? The Turning Point chapter. You know what? That is every student's right to create a chapter of an organization that they feel passionate about to establish. There's, you know, You don't need a government mandate telling students that they will join this club. That's kind of not freedom there.
That's right.
That's a little bit of an imposition. I know we're worried about leftist imposition, but here is another form of imposition. I guess, though, we don't really know that when imposition is imposition and when imposition is freedom.
Yeah.
And maybe that's the big debate we should be having. It's going, what for? This, to me, is whatever you want, you know, to have the merits or non-merits about why you would do this. This is Ryan Walters saying, like he's been doing now, look at me.
Look at me.
You know, it's not about truly putting forth some kind of it's headlines. It's, you know, it's like the mini me Donald Trump, where he can't stand to not have something about him being talked about.
Right.
And so I don't really take anything that he's doing as serious policy that he's trying to implement. He is looking at any way possible to keep himself in the news.
But he's also a Christian nationalist, and this is part of that agenda as well. And let's face it, you know, they've been doing this for decade after decade after decade, saying that there is left-wing propaganda going in to the schools, obviously brainwashing. This whole thing has been set up so they could set this up, the opposite, conservative ideals. That's what they want to put into the schools and then drum out the left wing, supposedly left wing information, which is just normal everyday education.
Yeah. You said it's classic. Hey, guess what? Convince everybody there's a massive problem.
Yes. Yeah. Yes. Exactly.
And then introduce a solution. Mm-hmm. Right. But the first thing was creating this mass hysteria of, you know, empowering students to use litter boxes when they are trying to act like they're a furry or something. And, you know, and the fact that, you know, my God, a student went to the nurse's office and came back a different gender. Extreme left wing indoctrination occurring. And then, well, we've got the solution.
That's right. Extreme right wing indoctrination.
Yeah.
What a solution.
I know we're coming up on a break. Yep. You know what, though? Mm. I love the one politician who pointed out, going, so since Ryan Walters has taken over, they are now 50th in the
yes.
ranking.
Yes, that's it.
We'll continue the conversation with Dr. Tim Slecker from Busted Pencils after this.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
No more king.
We're going to elect a president.
No more king.
He's going to do what the people want.
No more king.
We're going to run things our way.
No more king.
Nobody's going to tell us what to do.
Rocking and a rolling, swishing and a splashing over the horizon. What can it be? Looks like it's going to be
a free country.
WMDX 92.7, John and Gordy in the morning. Busted Pencils guest, Dr. Tim Slecker.
Mm-hmm. We've got clear skies out there, 50 degrees, highs in the low 70s for today. Coming up in about 15 minutes, we will reveal the next keyword in our Go for the Green and Gold Text to Win contest. So stand by for your chance to get in to win $200 cash and some gold jewelry and a chance to win the grand prize, which is a pair of indoor seats to the Green Bay and Minnesota game, club level seats. Okay, all that's coming up in about 15 minutes. Back with Dr. Tim Slecker.
Breaking news. Let's find out about another fantastic program, Teaching Civics. Yeah.
Teaching Civics, well, again, an announcement that the education department that, I don't know, we thought was on its way out, is now... going to be doling out millions of dollars to educators who are willing to take on the challenge of instilling civic values and teaching patriotic education.
Ooh.
So there is going to be patriotic education grants. And as Linda McMahon said, quote, it is imperative to promote an education system that teaches future generations honestly about America's founding principles, political institutions, and rich history.
Wow.
End quote.
Sounds like an about face here. I mean, they were getting rid of the Department of Education.
They were out the door.
What the heck is going on?
They're out the door, and you know, there she is, but saying, "Hey, maybe we should reconsider because
we've got this program."
I can't disagree with her quote.
Yeah.
you know, imperative, our education system promote future generations to honestly look at America's founding principles, political institutions.
That would be good.
Rich history. Like, you go, A1 girl, you know.
Well, plus they've got all those American flags in the stock room there. What are they going to do with those? If they shut down the building, let's get them out to the classrooms.
That's right.
Come on.
But
just as long as it's honest history, I mean, that's what we're looking at.
Yeah. Dig a little deeper, though, and you see that behind those words, probably the catchword there is honest and honestly and honestly, because when you read further, it is you know, a one-sided view of American greatness, and you know, and people are concerned. There's actually the American Historical Association is quite frightened by this approach because, well, it ain't history when you promote a story and put it forth as the truth.
Right.
And, you know, if you're going to do honest inquiry, history, education, and I will point this out too, that left-wing propaganda, America stinks, America's going to poop and all of that, that also is a propagandic story that doesn't need to be promoted either.
Right.
The fact is, though, is that when we get into teaching American history, you know, conversations like this, that's what happens. It's like, well, your side used to tell your story, and now we want our story told. And then, oh, you're out of power, we want our story told again. None of that is history and civics and patriotism. Mm-hmm. That is warring factions that continue to polarize and separate people into their teams. Digging honestly would be a unifying approach to actually engaging in this content of civics and American history. So this is not what they're promoting here. This, again, is a promotion of, we want our side of our story only. Taught.
All right.
Only.
We've got Mark on the line. What do you got for us, Mark?
Well, you know, for American history, let's face it. Look, it's ironic for Oklahoma. Oklahoma, which actually should be the Indian Nations, because it was actually supposed to be promised forever to be, you know, that, you know, that's where the Indians were, you know, relocated to, is Oklahoma. And then they'd say, well, we'll just convert this into a state. So, I mean, that, are they going to teach that history, how that was just taken from the Native Americans? They're going to talk about the slaughter of the Pawtuxet by the Puritans, because apparently the Pawtuxet killed some kind of guy that Puritans actually considered a criminal, but they used that as a pretext to start a war against the Pawtuxet, and, you know, slaughtered like 400 of them, you know, women and children included. Are they going to talk about James, if they're going to talk civics, are they going to talk about in the Constitution, where James Madison actually said, hopefully, you know, he's positing that he's hoping that slavery will actually disappear, because they'll actually realize what a barbarous practice it actually is. Are they going to teach that? I doubt it, because they don't want to admit that. I mean, the fact of the matter is that we, you know, a good chunk of the wealth in this nation was created by, you know, land that was stolen from Native Americans, and land that and construction that was done by people that were enslaved and, you know, stolen from their homelands in Africa. I mean, that, but they're not going to, they're going to ignore the constitutional convention. They're going to ignore the debates about the constitutional convention, what was said there. Both sides of it. I mean, that they won't teach that. They'll just say, "Oh, America's great," and leave it at that. Donald Trump is great. Let's leave it at that. And the
but
whole
Mark, listen. I totally know where you're going, but here's what happens though when somebody like the American patriotism people,
less than a minute,
they hear your story as saying, "See, there's a woke indoctrinator trying to make American history sound horrible, and we can't permit that." And I'm trying to say is going sides of telling this story is not the way to engage in empowering civic values.
Right. We got to leave it there. Dr. Tim Slecker, thank you for joining us. You can always listen to Busted Pencils on the Civic Media Radio Network.
We had CJ on the line. We'll get to you next hour.
Also, our Go for the Green and Gold contest right around the corner. Back with more of John and Gordy after this.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.